The next personality through which we will attempt to come closer to Gauranga is his associate Nitya. The next transcendental personality through which we attempt to come closer to Lord Gauranga is his plenary portion, that is when Lord Chaitanya appears as his associate Nityananda. See, just like Baladev or Balaram is the first expansion of Krishna, Lord Nityananda is also the first expansion of Krishna in his form of Gauranga. He's a plenary portion. Plenary portion means he's completely the same. Once the pujari from our Mayapur Mandir, Pankajangri, explained the position of Balaram, he said, when Krishna steps to the left side, he is Balaram. That's all, he's the same. But he has a different color and a different function. That is, as Balaram, he has the function to expand further into the Vaikuntha world and then into Mula Sankarshan, Mahasankarshan, and the three Purusha avatars. It's not so important that you know this, that we talk about this detail. And he expands into other servants of Krishna, the thousand-headed Ananta. Balaram is God at work, you could say, to make it simple. And he also performs the function of the spiritual master. You know that when you talk about the spiritual master, there are actually two concepts which are important, the Samasti and the Vyasti Guru. Samasti Guru means that the divine aspect which comes through the spiritual master, and Vyasti, this means the individual personalities like the great personalities Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, individual gurus. But Samasti is what we call in philosophy the guru tattva, or to put it into an English word, the guru-ness, you know, the quality which is beyond really the person of that, the individual person. It's Krishna working through that person, the electricity coming through the cable, if you want it in a mechanical way. So just like you need the mercy of the ground to work, to walk, and the legs to walk on the ground, you need the guru who supplies the basis, the ground for your life, in spiritual life. That is Sambandha Gyan, the basic informations, and also the movement, that is the devotional service, the Abhideya Tattva. The guru gives us the Sambandha and the Abhideya Tattvas, so that we have the basic knowledge, that is the ground to walk on, and that we have the basic knowledge of the activities, that is the Abhideya, which we need to reach our spiritual goal, the Prayojana. I will talk briefly because some will listen again to the tapes and then they will understand a little bit more, because I really want to go into some specific subjects here. So there is a verse which tells us how important Nityananda is. He's the one who connects us to Lord Gauranga. Baja baja bhai, heno prabhu Nityananda, yanhara prasade bhai, prabhu Gaurachandra. O brothers, O sisters, just worship Nityananda Prabhu, by whose mercy one attains Gaurachandra. The Lord is difficult to attain, but by Guru Balaram Nitai's mercy, it is easy, because he gives us the ground to walk on and the legs to walk, the movement, the forward movement of devotional service. So it is said that no one is more dear to Chaitanya than Nityananda. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and he said, whoever worships Lord Nityananda with faith and devotion also worships me. The lotus feet of Nityananda are worshipped by Brahma and Shiva. Therefore you should all worship him with love. If one has even a portion of envy towards Nityananda, he is not accepted by me, even if he is a devotee. Lord Krishna personally will never give one up who has been touched by the air that has touched the body of Nityananda. Wonderful. If Nityananda walks by and an air comes, a breeze, which carries the fragrance of Lord Nityananda onto your body, Lord Krishna will never give you up. That's from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Matya Leela, chapter 12, text 55. The best Leela which I personally know, which teaches us about the identity of Balaram, is a very unknown Leela. I told it for the first time on Nityananda's appearance day. It's an unknown Leela about Nityananda, and I hope you give me your full blessings that I can tell it. It's so ecstatic, you won't believe your ears. Once there was a Brahmana, an old Brahmana who lived at the banks of the lake Manasaganga. Who has seen this lake in Vrindavan? It's in the Govardhan town. Oh, good. He was worshipping Lord Balaram for all of his life. But now he was old. He understood, I don't have much longer to spend in this world, but I want so much to one day see Lord Balaram. I'm his worshipper since all my life. If he could only give me his darshan one time. You must know, my dear devotees, that this Brahmana, who was the best of the devotees, had prepared himself for this darshan all of his life. He had carefully set aside all money, all income, all donations, which he didn't absolutely need to eat and you know, nourish himself. And he had purchased with this Lakshmi golden ornaments. Actually, he had purchased gold, and then he had gone to a goldsmith and had personally said to him, please make this ornament for the arm, and these ornaments for the wrists of my lord. Please make a head ornament and a golden chest ornament. Because he just wanted when he had darshan of his Lord, not be empty-handed. He wanted to give the Lord the best of ornaments, golden ornaments. But now he was old. There were not so many days left, days where he would live in this world. And his prayers grew more fervent and more fervent as the days went by. Oh, Balaram, if you could only give me your mercy and show me your beautiful form just once. One night, the miracle happened. He was just asleep, and all of a sudden he heard a joyful and deep voice. Hey, Brahmana! He woke up. He was alone in the room. All of the village was fast asleep. Hey, Brahmana! Hey, you! It was a voice of a cowherd boy, like he knew. He lived on the village, and there were many cowherd boys who have this very joyful, very plain, and a little robust behavior. Hey, you! The voice came. At this moment, he saw before his eyes the most beautiful form of Lord Balaram. He looked like a mountain of white camphor, or better, white camphor doesn't have any effulgence. He looked like a mountain of the most wonderful whitish silver. He had lotus eyes. He had kajal on the lotus eyes. He looked very strong. He had a bluish garment which looked so wonderful. He had a bugle. Bugle means like a horn. And he was covered a little with dust. And he said, I have come. The Brahmana feasted his eyes on the beautiful form of Lord Balaram. And then he said, God, that you have come. I have only a few more days to live. Will you accept my golden ornaments now? I want to decorate your divine body. Balaram laughed and said, that we will do tomorrow. Tomorrow you will come again? Yes. I will come again to you. And don't doubt when I come to you. It will be a surprise. And with these mysterious words, in French we say enigmatic words, Balaram disappeared. The Brahmana was electrified. He could not speak, he could not see anything. He just cried and waited for the morning. In the morning he heard on the door. No one ever knocked at his door. They all knew the door was open for anyone. It must be a big personality, he thought, who just knocks before he goes. In. He lived in the village. Yes. Door went open and he saw the most amazing personality. He was a little bit bigger than 2 meters. He was strongly built. He had one golden earring, not two, one. He looked extremely blissful. He had a turban and he chanted, Krishna, Krishna. Who are you? Said the Brahmana. The personality just laughed and laughed and laughed and said, "You don't recognize me. I came yesterday to you. I have come to get my ornaments." "You don't look like Balaram," said the Brahmana. "You are much taller." And again that personality laughed and laughed. And as he laughed, he changed into Balaram. Balaram said, "Don't doubt. It's me. It's me in my form who comes in Kali Yuga as the older brother of my Kanai, who is known as..." God. No, Gauranga. Gauranga, yes. Gauranga Mahaprabhu. "And now, don't doubt. Give me your ornaments." And Balaram changed into Lord Nityananda. Now, my dear devotees, imagine you have saved money for all of your life. You didn't buy butter, but did it with olive oil because you wanted to save the money which you would spend for butter by just getting some cheap olive oil from the Adriatic coast. Imagine you would have saved wherever you could save money. Imagine all of your money would be in golden ornaments which you would give to the Lord, and someone comes you have never seen before and says, "Give it to me, I'm the Lord." What would you feel? Little doubt, isn't it? What if I... You know, it said, in, at least in New York, they say, "Your heart is where your money is," you know, or something like this. So he... Then Balaram, then Nityananda turned again into Balaram and said, "I'm telling you the truth. I am Nityananda." And then he turned and turned Nityananda, and Nityananda had, you know, you must know, Nityananda doesn't look like an ordinary person. He looks extremely beautiful, and he has this Balaram energy around him, this very strong energy. All great devotees, and they always chant Jainitai, Jainitai, Jainitai. So the Brahmana was overcome with transcendental ecstasy. He got all his ornaments out. He decorated with shivering hands and tears of ecstasy the neck of Lord Nityananda, the arms, the wrists. He put ankle bells on the feet, and Lord Nityananda started to move and dance, chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. Then Balaram Nitai was surrounded by the cowherd boys who played flutes and bugles and wrestled and laughed, and the Brahmana was in ecstasy. He lived only a few days longer, and then he was carried on the wings of ecstasy to Goloka Vrindavan. Shri Nityananda Rama ki jai. Hare Krishna. There are many, many pastimes which we could tell about Lord Nityananda. Would you like to hear one more pastime of Lord Nityananda? Why? You laugh at me. Isn't it normal to ask why? To appreciate even more Lord Nityananda. You know, we just celebrated Nityananda's appearance day, and I had prepared myself many, 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 many pastimes, but it was just so ecstatic, and I couldn't finish all the pastimes because it was just too little time. So I want to tell today one pastime which I think is relevant in this seminar. It's about the mercy of Lord Nityananda, which comes from the highest and goes even to the most undeserving place. As you have heard from this pastime, Lord Nityananda liked to be decorated. He had a golden earring, only one. There's a reason, but that I tell you another time. That takes a whole day to explain. He has golden ornaments. He's really dressed in beautiful silks. He looks like an avaduta looks, totally beyond the ordinary convention. He is very, very merciful to a certain ethnic group, the Suvanaks. These are gold merchants in Saptagram. Udharandatta is the leader of this. And Prabhupada took his birth in this community, which is very much blessed by Lord Nityananda. Some say that this may explain why Prabhupada was so extremely powerful in even saving fallen people, because he has somehow inherited this huge empowerment of Lord Nityananda. Anyways, Nityananda used to be decorated so wonderful. When I came into Ljubljana, I saw a poster of Madonna, who was also decorated nicely for the event, for her musical recitals. But that's nothing again in comparison to Lord Nityananda. I mean, everywhere golden rings and if you would see Lord Nityananda, he would always laugh. And sometimes he would dance so intensely that he would lose all his cloth. He didn't care. Wonderful. Why should God walk on the same pathway and wait for the green light to pass the street, just like you have to do? He doesn't have to conform to the laws of this world. So Nityananda lived in a little house all by himself at the bank of the Ganga. And there were some thieves in Navadvip, some bandits who had seen Lord Nityananda, and they thought, well, he has such costly ornaments. In the night we will just come and overwhelm him and steal all these ornaments from him and sell them on the black market. Then we are rich. So they came the first night they had a leader who was really like a real Ned Kelly or a real Robin Hood or a real, you know, the real gangster, a real Al Capone. He brought this band of thieves and rogues and murderers together. He was the most violent. He was such a bandit that anyone who wanted to be a part of his gang had to first fight with him, and then he would club him almost to death and make him a surrendered follower. He was really a very intense character. He was so intense because he was previously a Brahmana. He came from a good family, and when such people become degraded, they are more degraded than anyone else. So, Hare Krishna. So this bandit decided, let's all go already in the night in the night to this house, and then we sleep, a little bit away from the house, and then in the early morning hours, when nobody is awake and can catch us, then we get up and then we steal everything away from this Nityananda. So, yes, good plan. So they all went, to sleep, and they reminded each other to wake up in time. But then they woke up when it was already noon. You were supposed to be awake and wake us up, said the leader to one little gangster. I felt very, very tired all of a sudden, and then I slept. Oh, said the leader, today Mother Durga, or Mother Chandi, the worshipable goddess of all the thieves, was not merciful to us. I shall worship her, and tomorrow we do the coup. So then they came the next night. They got all ready, and they started their attack. They went from all the four directions and wanted to close in on the house. But what did they see? They saw four armed guards, very high, from here to the ceiling of our Ljubljana temple. And they were going with clubs up and down and patrolling before Nityananda's house. Ooh, said the leader. It's not intelligent to fight against a stronger person. Let us all disappear rather quick. Today this Avaduta has done some tantric magic and has produced these guards. Let's go. Heide. So they all went and decided to come the next day. Now the next day, Nityananda, by his inconceivable Shakti, did something even more. The bandits were just ready to attack the house, and all of a sudden, hell broke loose. Storms came, ice winds came, thorns came, they stepped on thorns, they fell into ditches where leeches were. Do you know what is leeches? What? Piauka. There were the piaukas. And the piaukas were giving them pain. And there were scorpions. My God, 10 scorpions for one man. It was terrible. The thieves were beaten by the storms and by the hail. The hail was this big pieces of ice. Bang! And they were really very, very, very disturbed. Those who could flee ran away. Others remained food for the piaukas, the leeches. The brahmana in the morning came to his good sense. This thief who was a brahmana, and he went to Lord Nityananda. And he threw himself on the ground and said, I have seen. 3 times I tried to attack you, but 3 times my attack was moved away. You have really extraordinary powers. I have underestimated you totally. I can see now in my heart that you must be the brother of Krishna. You must be Balaram. Please forgive me. And he cried and cried and cried, and Nityananda just blessed him and put his foot on his head and forgave him totally. And then the brahmana said, but now give me permission to leave. I am so sinful. This life is not useful for anything. Allow me to go to the banks of the Ganga. I don't know if you know about religious suicide. In Varanasi, people who had done a lot of crimes and who understood that they had been criminal, they usually used to take their life by going with weight into the Ganga. That is what it means to go to the bank of the Ganga. In newer days, this was in older days, newer days some other means came. There were these instruments, you know, like a podest, which went in the Ganga. Then there was something like a guillotine. They would put their head there and they make, and then they would, their head would roll into the Ganga. And they would think by doing this, they would have a very, very pious end. I personally was once in a Hobilam, and there you see the pillar from which Lord Nityananda appeared. And there, from this pillar, it's high up over the valley, there was one devotee who had some great conflict in his heart, and he climbed the pillar and then jumped into the valley and took his life. It's something which we as Vaishnavas don't do, but it was done in old times. Religious suicide, it's called. It has been researched. You can ask Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu about details if you are interested in this little dark chapter. Xenochronic. This Brahmana felt so bad that he felt, I'm such a sinner, I have to take my life, and therefore he wanted to go to the Ganga. But Nityananda captured him, said, you're not going to the Ganga now, I have a plan for you. You are a perfect preacher. Me? Yes, to the gangsters. They accept you. You should now preach to all the criminal nuts. We say it like this, the criminal people, the gangsters, the thieves. And you should make a Sankirtan party with them. And in this way, show the glories of my Gauranga, which prove that anyone who takes shelter at the lotus feet of the holy name at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can become a sadhu. This is Nityananda. My dear devotees, if you want to go to the personality who is most merciful, if you want to find that address and put this address in your address book, you know, you should have your address book, some edition, the highest, the place where the highest mercy is available for the lowest, you should write down one name, Nityananda. Nityananda gives hope to the hopeless. Nityananda gives pardon to those who cannot be pardoned. Nityananda elevates everyone by giving them his transcendental bliss. I would now like you to turn towards the altar, like always. Before you turn, or if you have turned already, it's all right, but I forgot one thing. You know, we have been always explaining how the different members of the Panchatattva are the ashraya, that means the shelter of different important things which help us in our devotional service. What was Srivas Thakur again? Shodhanam ashraya. Yes, the shelter, that means where the holy name is sheltered. What was Advaita Acharya in charge of? Pancharatrika Vidyashraya. Thank you. You are sadhana, Vaidi sadhana bhakti, huh? According to rules and regulations. Now we will go to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is the Premananda Ashraya. That is the full bliss of love is with Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore, he is the Prema Ashraya. Premananda Ashraya is one word, but let us make it easy. Prema Ashraya. If you take shelter at Lord Nityananda's lotus feet, he can help you to chant the holy name with pure love and in transcendental happiness. The devotees in, I once lived in, for a month at Radhakund. There was always a kirtan group. I think our Raj Kishore would have loved this kirtan group. It was led by a great devotee of Lord Nityananda, and they had four mudangas and these wampas, and they would start their kirtan for some reason at 11 o'clock in the night. And they had this one song, Prem Datta Gonitai, Prem Datta Gonitai. Prem Datta Go, the one who gives Prema, Prem Datta Gonitai. Huh? That was their song. And Lord Nityananda is that one who gives love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, kindly turn your face to Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is directly between Advaita Acharya and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He is today dressed in green. May I always remember the smiling face and form of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose attractive pace or way of walking is even better than the way an elephant walks. His clothes is as elegant as a blue lotus flower, and today he's dressed in green. His bodily effulgence conquers the splendor of the rising moon at sunset. That's when the moon is very whitish. He has eyes which roll with prema, and his eyes move so fast that they are even faster than the hummingbird. That's a bird which comes down and falls from the sky. Lord Nityananda's eyes roll and move very fast to see all his devotees. Let us pray to Lord Nityananda. O Lord Nityananda, I am a person who suffers in this material world. Please give me spiritual happiness so that I can surrender to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Nityananda Rama ki jai. Hare Krishna. Please turn around. For the end of this class, or this of today, I would like to see if you have any questions. There is only one tattva left before we come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that is Gadadha. I'm thinking tomorrow we should go to Gadadha, and not today. Tomorrow, when do we start? 11 until? Mm-hmm. Oh, we still have a lot material to cover. Oh yeah, if I can have the morning lecture, then it's easy. Then it's easy. And then it's very easy. Actually, the morning lecture saves us. So let me see. Do you have any questions which you would like to ask at this stage? Mm-hmm. There's one question. Yeah. What is your question?
You said earlier that sometimes Krishna works through devotees to show us something, so to correct us or to guide us or to make us think different. I wanted to ask you if Krishna works through atheists as well.
When Krishna teaches us, there are two types of teachings. There are those teachings which pull us closer to Him. And there are those teachings which make us detached from the material world. Krishna pulls us to Him through His devotees who give us knowledge about Krishna. And Krishna may show us through different people of this world that the world is not worthwhile to live in. There was once a great king, Bhartri Hari, who was in love with his queen. He was so much in love that he forgot about his goal of life. So a sadhu, a great devotee, had seen Bhartri Hari, who was totally bewildered by the queen. And he decided to detach Bhartri Hari. He gave Bhartri Hari a beautiful ornament. It was something which women wear at the chest. It was like a necklace. And he thought the sadhu had something in mind. It's a very interesting story. So Bhartri Hari received the ornament and thought, this is the best ornament for my queen. And he gave that ornament to the queen. Now the queen did not love Bhartri Hari very much. The queen loved the general of the army. And therefore, she gave that ornament to the general of the army, because it was really a wonderful ornament. So the general thanked her, but he really didn't love the queen very much. He loved a prostitute. A beautiful prostitute. Please know, in the old times, prostitutes were not degraded and taking drugs and, you know, doing anything to get some novats. They were cultured, very often very cultured ladies. So the courtesan had this ornament. He thought, it's a beautiful ornament, but I'm the citizen of Bhartrihari's kingdom, and I should give the best thing I get to my beloved king. So one day when there was an audience, the prostitute came with the ornament and presented it to the king. Bhartrihari exploded. From where did you get this ornament? I know this ornament. I didn't steal it. I didn't steal it. No, I'm asking, from where did you get it? Who gave it to you? So the prostitute thought, he's so angry. He will, what did I do wrong? I just gave him the best thing I had. Now there's a big scene. So he said, you know, I'm, you know what I do for a living. And sometimes the general of your army comes to me. And he is a little bit on the Telotsky niveau. He fell in love with me and he gave me this ornament. The general of my army gave you this ornament? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Here, take this pile of gold. You saved my life. What did I do so good? Said the prostitute. That's all right. That's all right. You may leave. You may build a house or a palace for you with this gold. Bhartrihari thought, my God, the queen in whom I have invested so much of my love has given this ornament to the general. It's not wrong what the rumors say. She is so unchaste. This is what Maya love is like. And then Bhartrihari, you know, it was an instant realization. He got up. He left his kingdom. I don't know if he even put a second king there. And he became a great, great monk who wrote a few nice works. I mean, very nice works. One is the Vairagya Shatakam, which you can find in part quoted in the Way of the Great Departure. The Putsa Velika Rastanka. There you can see that a little bit of his poesy. So yes, sometimes people, normal people, like in this case the general and the prostitute, no, who may not be devotees of the Lord very much, can teach us, but they usually don't teach us about Krishna's personal qualities, his glories, his pastimes, his holy name, and all these wonderful departments of devotional service. Their teaching is limited. Their teaching comes to a certain granitza and doesn't go further, and that is detachment from this world. We understand how this world goes. I think Hare Krishna. Wonderful. It looked like automatic the way it closed. That was the most beautiful closure of an altar. So yes, I think if you look into this world and into your life, all of us have sometimes received lessons through non-devotees, where we felt, now I understand. That is the naked form, the unveiled form, the unmasked form of material life. Isn't it? We have swallowed, a little bit disappointed, but another voice said, I was so thankful. I'm so thankful. Now I know. I know. I forgot. I know. I will never do this mistake again. I won't trust, put my all my trust into materialists any longer. Thank you for disappointing me. Isn't it? I think we all know this, how sometimes materialists have dealt, how we have understood what were their motives all of a sudden, and how all of a sudden we were disillusioned. It's a little intense, but it's healthy and gives us great relief. So Krishna, yes, can teach us also through materialists, but not about Krishna. For that you have to go to devotees. Yeah. So now I'm seeing the clock, and it's only 2 minutes before the beginning of the arati. Will you allow me to take your question another time? There is no time in this moment. Good.
It's not questions which can be answered with words. It's actually questions. Can I give you a hug?
Hare Krishna. I might break into 1,000 pieces. So, I would suggest the following. We will do the aratik now. It will be about half an hour and so, and then I want to show you something which is so beautiful and which is a little bit like a cultural piece. I always feel that at the seminars we give a lot of information, and in the evening we should have spiritual culture. We made a very, very nice presentation which you just have to see. It's like a movie about Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Prabhupada appears a few times there and speaks things. It's a very nice thing. So we will show it at around 7 o'clock. And I'm saying this because you might like to take care of yourself. And then I want to really request you tomorrow to come to the morning class. When is that? Which time does it start?
Eight.
The class starts around 8. Of course, you are more than welcome to come to the entire program, which starts at 7:15, most probably. 7:30. You are more than welcome. But if that is for some reason too early and you have to do other things, please be there at around 8 o'clock, because what I will do then is something very important. I will give a very amazing, my classes are very, very ordinary, but I will give my best to give a class on how Lord Chaitanya is active in this present time, because what Prabhupada made so clear is that Lord Chaitanya didn't come and then he went away and we can't contact him. But tomorrow morning I want to show, on the basis of Prabhupada, of a lecture which he gave, how you can be saved by uplifted by Lord Chaitanya. It's a very important class in this seminar, and it's best to give it in the morning class when you are fresh, because it's really nice. The other things we will hear in the seminar, we will talk about Gadadhar Pandit, and then we will, I think you all notice how we are going, we will then come to the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu Gauranga Mahaprabhu and hear about him. Okay. Sini Jananda Rama ki jai. Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.